Congressman Henry Cuellar's office is swamped with calls from citizens seeking help in getting responses from federal agencies. The Texas Democrat knows President Barack Obama issued an executive order in 2011 telling agencies to improve their customer service. Cuellar, a member of the Appropriations Committee, authored a provision in the 2016 spending bill to increase pressure on agencies to improve their performance. He tells executive editor Jason Miller about the customer service changes he wants agencies to make in 2016 and beyond.
When you talk about getting rid of the servers, can you remember roughly how many? And then was the challenge to get rid of them is because people wanted to use them for other things? Oh, if you're getting rid of them, bring them to me. I can use them for this program or that project.
Okay, so the real challenge is not so much the technical decommissioning the servers, as is often the case, it's a policy decision. I mean, when you are getting rid of your legacy email, the old PSTs, there's a lot of discussion. There are a lot of legal considerations, across-the-board policy considerations. Once you sort of get that defined, then moving email to the cloud archive environment and just decommissioning is much simpler. So I'd say it's a policy prerequisite.
Maria Rote from Transportation.
Okay. Little fun fact about DOT, 50 years old this year. So I thought I would share a little fun fact.
Is the FAA older?
It's DOT as a department was stood up 50 years ago.
All right.
How's that? It's a little fun fact.
Little fun fact.
It's not as good as AM radio facts, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, come on.
Do you want more trivia? I'll bring it on.
All day.
I did my homework. So from DOT perspective, you know, moving to the cloud is just one of many things we're doing. In addition to moving to the cloud, it's about data centers, looking out over the next couple, 3 years, where the data centers are going away, aligning that with the investments, with all the pieces and parts and where the mission is going. So really paying attention to all of that. So it's not just about moving to the cloud. Our cloud footprint is similar to what I said, I don't know, a couple of months ago. I said this publicly. We have one of everything in the cloud. Currently, I think we have one of everything. You name the provider, we're probably using it. We do have between SaaS, PaaS, and IaaS, there's 15, 18, 21 different things going on. So different cloud providers, different applications, different infrastructures, the SaaS. So we've got a pretty good footprint, so maybe that shotgun approach. But a lot of people are active in that space. We also have one of our modes that are actually lifting all of their 250 servers, their applications, into the cloud right now. So that's a big lift that's going on. And think about moving 250 different things just up and going. So just a lot of activity in that space. So as we're moving to the cloud, you know, knowing that here's where the mission's going, I can predict, you know, in 2 years or 18 months or in 12 months, I know that this application's going and that this is what's going to happen to the data center footprint, because the data center consolidation also falls under my responsibility, paying attention to that. But, you know, looking at how all of these things are going to converge, and even in our primary data centers, knowing that when people are going, that our primary data centers, how that footprint's going to shrink and what that's going to look like over time and what absolutely has to stay in-house versus going to the cloud. So having a lot of those discussions and really tying that, all of these activities, including the investments, together. So a lot of activity in that space. But again, you know, and part of what cloud is enabling us to do is take an enterprise approach where we haven't done that previously, where there's been lots of different things going on across the department, where we're able to bring that together and actually using data as a driver for some of that to merge some of these applications, take an enterprise approach, and move these things into the cloud where they need to go.
All right, so two quick follow-ups. The first one is, do you have an asset management tool that you're managing this one of everything, 15 to 21 things going on, so you know where everything is? All right. Second follow-up, the 250 servers, apps that are moving to the cloud, which mode is that? Can you tell us?
Yeah, actually, it's motor carriers that's moving quite a few things up into the cloud right now.
All right.
So that's a big effort that's going on.
All right. Are they just?
But as far as the to your first question on the assets,
I'm trying to give you a way out.
Give me a way out. I can answer that directly or indirectly, Jason.
Go ahead. Take it away.
On the asset side, you know, as you know, you've heard Richard McKinney is putting a freeze on all IT spend across the department. Part of that effort is we have an all-out baseline assessment that's going on right now across the whole department to understand what our footprint is, to make sure that we have visibility into everything we own. So as part of that, you know, that discovery is going on, and we're starting to see what it is, because we laid out that roadmap, and here's where we need to go. But to be able to get to here, some of this stuff has to go away. You need to get rid of some of the old versions and standardize on some of your platforms. So some of that's underway, and that's how we've discovered the one of everything.
All right, very good. Thank you. Rob Palmer, DHS.
Thank you. So talking highway to the cloud, right? My thoughts on that sometimes are it feels a little like 66 last night. We're trying to get somewhere, but we're just not getting there. So, but, you know, and that's for a lot of different reasons, and some of them are good. I would say that the one maybe unique perspective or little shared perspective is, you know, us IT types like to think we're at the center of the universe here, but we're really not, right? We're just an enabler of a much larger business and mission. So we really do need to take a look at this cloud thing, like we look at mobile, like we look at big data and the other buzzwords we use. We do need to look at it from a, how does this help the mission? How does this tie into the business and help our folks get that job done better? And so that's, from my perspective, a bit of slow and careful and targeted growth in some of these areas is much needed and called for.
Slow and targeted growth. Now, Rob, you guys at DHS in many ways have been out in front with the data center consolidation and then the as a service. Can you just maybe give us an update of where you're at with the as a service offerings?
All right. So those continue, and we try as best possible to tie those to the mission. So where we see needs in the business community for some consolidation of either resourcing. Obviously, we all want to save money. We want to be as efficient as possible. We want to be as scalable as possible. And rather than having those multiple approaches, a lot of times there's a lot of value in a collective approach towards something. And that's not always a popular idea, and it's not always the right idea, but we try to. So in terms of the data centers, they're still there, and
they're being recompeted. I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we're, you know, it's an evolving business model, and we are doing our best. It's not just the IT aspect of this that causes us challenges, right? It's most of the time the technology is very easy. It's really the rest of it, the mechanisms that are in place to get us there that we really got to work through.
Finally, Stan Kaczmarzyk from GSA, you're going to talk. Not from a CIO's perspective, but from an acquisition perspective. So, Stan, tell us more.
Thank you, Jason. Well, first of all, the group that I lead is they are the cloud computing experts. If you don't know that, you should know that. We are the cloud computing services project management office within Information Technology Services, Federal Acquisition Service, General Services Administration. And our mission is to put acquisition vehicles in place and manage them to help agencies move services and workload to the cloud. And we've had, you know, I have a slide that I put up at presentations which walks us, you've seen it, walks us through, you know, all the different efforts that we've done and how one builds on the lessons learned from the previous. But actually moderated a workshop, an acquisition workshop, for 2.5 hours with that one slide on. So I'm not going to talk for 2.5 hours now, but it's a very, very, very robust slide. But the main thing we're working on now is that we're looking to put a new cloud contract in place. We think it's going to be an IDIQ for cloud services. I've got members of my team here. Marcelo's here. He's the project manager for that. And Lalit is here because one of the key aspects of this effort is that we've actually signed a memorandum of agreement with DISA and DOD, which says that, you know, if we put this new cloud contract in place, they'll make it their favorite, their go-to contract. And Lalit's working that part of it. And Jeremy's here, and he's my communications guy, and hopefully you're not getting nervous about me talking about it, because we've actually posted the business case and OMB Max, so we're, you know, moving along. We've got a lot of traction on it.
Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar is a member of the Appropriations Committee. You can learn more about the customer service provisions he has sponsored at federalnewsradio.com. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.